Monday, June 10th. There we go. Take no offense.
Good evening.
Good evening.
As usual, it is so nice to see all you gods and goddesses in one room. I hope that that is finally sinking in through your skull, into your mind, and into your consciousness, that you truly are gods and goddesses, that you are one with this thing that we're always talking about, and we're always talking about this thing called God, or this thing called mind. And we have to know that we live, move, and have our being in the mind of God, that the mind that we are using is the mind of God. And we are one with that mind, and that mind is creative. Therefore, you are creative. So use your mind, use your thinking, use your imagination to bring into your life what you want. The universe is never holding anything back from you. The universe, or this thing called God, wants you to have everything that you desire. If you are not having what you desire, it is not because of the universe, it is not because of this thing called God, it is because of your own mind. You are not thinking correctly. And what about that thinking correctly? What are you not thinking? You are not holding yourself in the highest of esteem. You are not telling yourself that you are creative, and you certainly are not telling yourself that you are worthy and deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter. Those are the four qualities that you want to be able to accept for yourself. You must accept those things for yourself. I've said many times that the outside world will tell you that you're having a problem with being worthy, or you're having a problem with being deserving. And if you go to talk therapy, they will tell you that you fall into one of those two categories. But most people have a problem with lovability, and that is never brought out in any mainline churches or institutions. For some reason, people hesitate. They think that it's an awful thing if they feel unlovable. Please learn to accept yourself as lovable. Learn to realize that you are the beloved in whom this thing is well pleased. Every time that you're able to do that, something new and wonderful and marvelous will come into your life. So what is holding anything back from you is what you are doing with your mind. You are not thinking correctly. This teaching is a teaching that teaches you to think correctly. Not what to think, but how to think. How to think correctly. How to see the truth in everything. And tonight we're talking about take no offense. And that's an awful lofty thing to have, to have as a topic. It is just as lofty as learn to forgive. Learn to forgive and take no offense are very hard and difficult attitudes to have your mind accept, because we're always using this little ego mind. When I say take no offense, we have to move up in consciousness to the divine mind, or to another area in your own consciousness of thinking. We are all capable of thinking God thoughts after it. And this thing called God is never offended by anything. It does not matter how horrible it looks to you. It does not look that way to this thing called God. Because God can only see good. God can only interpret good. We, because we have our own little ego mind, and because we have free choice, we are capable of thinking in separation always. And that's what most of us do. We see right and wrong. We see left and right. There is no such thing in the mind of God. I don't know if you people remember when the astronauts went up and they saw the Earth. You can't tell when you're out in space what's up and what's down. You cannot. All you see is the ball. All you see is the wonderful sphere that we call home or we call Earth. When we're on the Earth, we can say there's a North Pole and a South Pole and there's this and that and the other thing. But in the mind of God, none of those things exist. We are always qualifying things in our mind so that we think by qualifying things, we can understand something. So the idea you've heard, and many times you've heard, take no offense. Many times you've heard that. But we do take offense because we use the ego mind and we get hurt very easily. And when you get hurt, you're using the ego mind. And I hear that especially, and I just heard that yesterday in a telephone call because I had called the land of Nod. And in the land of Nod, those people always are having hurt feelings. They're always having hurt feelings. That person, that hurts my feelings. Why does that hurt your feelings? Because you have taken offense about something. And you are becoming morally superior to this reality that we live in. And you're saying to yourself, that's not the way it should be. It should be some way else. When you tell yourself that something should be something that it's not, you're being morally superior. You're taking offense about that idea, that situation, or that person. And when you do that, you're using the smaller mind. You're using your ego mind. So what we are trying to do is move our awareness. You can use the word awareness. Same as your consciousness. You have to move it up to a different plane. You have to think differently. You've often heard me say, I try now, not to have a viewpoint. I try to have many points to view. Many points to view. You have to view all the things. When you have a viewpoint, you're going to be offended all the time because it's not going to fit into your reality. It's not going to fit into your reality. When things don't fit into your reality, what you are actually saying is, this thing called God doesn't know what it's doing. Doesn't know what it's doing. There's something wrong with the world. There's something wrong with these people. There's something wrong with this situation. You have to reach a point where there is nothing wrong with anything. You have to be able to say yes to everything that is in front of you. You have to be able to say yes to everything that is in front of you and not take offense. Because as soon as you take offense, you start to fight and you start to separate. You see? And remember, this teaching is a teaching of unity, not a teaching of separation. So, anytime you separate yourself, you have separated yourself from the mind of God. You are no longer thinking God thoughts after it. And that's what we're trying to do and trying to train ourselves, trying to train our minds to think God thoughts after it, to think bigger, better thoughts about ourselves, about other people, and about this wonderful world we live in. And we hear constantly, we're bombarded, in fact, constantly, with things that don't fit into our reality. We don't want all that. This incident that I only heard snippets of about Santa Monica College and the shootings again. You see? We can get very offended about that. I can assure you that God is not offended. That is an event, that is a situation that has occurred. You look at that, you don't have to buy into it. You then turn your attention to what is good within you and what is good within other people and what is good within the world itself. Because if you start to take offense, you're drawing yourself into that situation. And this thing called God does not do that. The thing called God that never, never is offended about anything. If God got offended, the whole universe would be in chaos. And the universe is not in chaos. The universe is orderly. In Newtonian physics, they thought that the universe was made by a master clockman. And they thought God was some kind of a mechanic that built clocks. Because the universe runs so smoothly and so orderly that they thought, oh, it has to be that. Now, as we have advanced, we have discovered, yes, you can look at it as a clockwork, but there's more to it than that. We now have come in to quantum physics, which is completely different than the Newtonian physics. Newtonian physics, the problem with Newtonian physics, it's still being taught. And it should be looked at, but not taught, you see. Because if you think that the world is a clockwork, then you think that everything in this world is a clockwork, and you think that your body is a clock. You think that all the things in your body are running like a clock. And the things in your body are not running like a clock. You have to bring your mind to the idea that everything is organic. Everything is working because of the other parts and so forth, but not with circles and little, levers and so forth, little things like inside of clock. Everyone has seen what a clock at the insides of a clock are like. No, the universe, you can look at it that way, but now we discovered that it's not that. It's an organic thing. And we're all connected. And everything in our body is connected. Everything in our body is connected. You know, when you go out and you take a walk, you have to realize that the earth that you're walking on is part of you. The earth is part of you. So when you make your steps and you're walking, think of that. Think of that. Many people do a meditation, a walking meditation, where they allow the energy of the earth to come through the soles of their feet, because this earth that we live in on is organic, and it is alive. This is a living planet that we live on. Many people do not know that. And at the present moment, there are so many people scarring this wonderful Mother Earth with all the mining and all the things that go on, all the oil drilling, all that stuff is hurting this Earth because it is alive and it's organic and we are part of the whole thing. If we don't take care of it, something will happen. What that will be, I have no idea. I think that we will advance in our consciousness where we will become conscious of this and all those things that are out there that are irritating and that we take offense about will stop. They will stop because we will be conscious of it and we will say, huh, we can't do that because this affects this, this, and this. Everything in the universe, anytime you do anything, it affects every other part of the universe. I often tell people when they're trying for a demonstration and they want to make something manifest in their lives, that you have to think that the universe has to make sure that everything is in place so that it's the best for all those concerned. So don't think that this universe, this thing called God, is not listening to you, is not giving you what you want. It's always giving you what you want. But sometimes it takes a little more time than you want, because it has to make all the adjustments so that everybody is connected, so that everything is working together. This universe, this thing called God, works in harmony. It works in harmony. And you see, when you take offense about something, you're completely out of harmony. And when we take offense of anything that's going on, we're saying, oh, that shouldn't be that way. So now we're becoming morally superior to reality itself. Everything is happening exactly the way it is supposed to happen. We may not like it, and then we may not understand it, but it is working the way it is supposed to work, because this thing called God only works for good, and works for good for you and for everybody else. For everybody else. It's the good that's coming. And I see that all over now. Things are happening. There are many movements going on in mind today, especially in the world. If you watch the world and all the things that are going on in the world, this thing called government, this thing called democracy is starting to change. It has to change because it's an organic thing. What has happened, people have tried to arrest it. They have tried to stop it. And that is what you feel now, is this idea that so many institutions, so many systems that are in place out there are no longer functioning correctly. They're no longer functioning correctly. They must change. And I'm not advocating a revolution here, because there's no revolution in the mind of God. There is what? Change. There is change coming. And we know that. We went through a lot of things here in this country, and we're still going through a lot of things in this country. We had those people that were occupying Wall Street, you see. That was a movement, and that movement still exists. And that movement will continue till a shift comes. Because the system that we're working under, laboring under at the present moment, including this thing that we call democracy, has to change. Because it's no longer concerned with everybody. It's no longer concerned with everybody. And when you have a government or any system that does not take everyone into account, something has to change. Something has to give. So the movements you see out there, and if you are experiencing any stress and so forth in your life, it's because there's movement going on. And things are trying to change. The people that are in power at the present moment do not want them to change. Why? Out of fear. Out of fear. Because, yes, we have the best system in the world. Yes, we have this going on. But just because it's the best doesn't mean it can't get better, does it? You see? When I was in college, my roommate used to say to me, you must always work to better is better and best is best. And that's what we're trying to do, not only in this teaching, but in the world itself, and especially here in this system that we're living in the United States. It's got to change. It's completely antiquated at the present moment. And it seems to be working, but it's not. And it's not working because it's not including everybody. And this thing called God, you see, includes everybody. Includes everybody. And that means what? That means every religion, every person, the Muslims, whatever. And yes, there are radical people in these different groups and organizations. I'm not talking about them. I'm not talking about them. Any more than when I say, take no offense, am I asking you to be a doormat of any type. You can never be a doormat. That is not what God wants from you. God wants you to be bold and stand up for yourself, but take no offense while you're doing that. That's why it's such a lofty, lofty idea to take no offense. The same way to learn to forgive people. It's very difficult. It's very difficult to do that. But you see, God doesn't forgive. I think I've told you that before. God is not in the forgiving business. Why is God not in the forgiving business? Because God has never condemned. God has never taken offense. So God cannot forgive you. When I was head of the church, and I used to tell the people, this church cannot forgive you, God cannot forgive you, and I cannot forgive you. You can forgive yourself. You have the power to forgive yourself. But God is never holding anything against you. Never holding anything against you. Nor is there somebody up there, I think they said it was St. Peter, wasn't it, wrote everything down in a big book. Every mistake you ever made, every lie you ever told, every whatever else you were doing, was all written down, and someday you'd have to face all that. You're not going to face all that. You're going to face something that you cannot, the experience, not that I've done it, but I have an idea that it's going to be the grandest thing you have ever experienced, because you are finally going to enter a consciousness of pure love, of pure unconditional love, where there is nobody taking offense. You say nobody taking offense. So when you feel that in your mind, and when you want to take offense, when you want to get outraged by something that somebody's done, you have to realize that you're using your little ego mind or your conditioned mind. We're conditioned to take offense. We're conditioned not to forgive. That is taught to us long before we ever went to Sunday school, long before we ever entered a church. We discovered that at home. We absorb that around people. And people think that that is absolutely the way the world works. So here again, when I was talking to the Land of Nod yesterday, they were not only offended by this, that, and the other thing, their feelings were hurt. Their feelings were hurt. If there's one thing you want to get over in your life, get over hurt feelings. No one can hurt your feelings. They can say the rottenest, meanest, hateful things to you, but they cannot hurt you. You are the one that hurts yourself by believing it. Instead of saying to yourself, I'm not accepting their opinion, that's their opinion. I know exactly who I am. I know exactly who I am. I had a wonderful minister friend, Patty Johnson was her name, and she was a black minister. And I asked her one time, you know, if she got offended when people used the N-word. And she looked at me and said, oh, absolutely not, Dallas. I know who I am. I know who I am. You have to know who you are. And you're an individualized expression of this thing called God. And when you remember that you're an individualized expression of God, it doesn't matter what people call you, what people say about you, anything. You do not get offended. You look at them and you learn to love them and bless them and release them. And say to yourself, their consciousness has not risen to a higher level. And you must love them for that. You must love them for who they are. The people in the land of Nod, I love those people. Do I want to live in the land of Nod? No. Do I want to live around them? No. But I am not offended by them. I realize that they are not thinking correctly. They are not thinking correctly. It's all done with our mind. I've said that from day one. It's your mind that is doing everything. It is your mind that is creating your reality. And you can. There's nothing wrong with falling into the world and becoming offended. There's nothing wrong with falling into the world and not forgiving. You can live that way. I have just chosen not to live that way and to try to train my thinking so that I can hold myself always in the highest of esteem. I no longer want to be a puppet of my conditioning. I don't want to be a puppet of my conditioning. I want to learn to think rightly. I want to learn to think rightly. And I don't care if the rest of the world is not thinking the way I'm thinking. It does not bother me in the least. Because what are we all striving for? What are we all striving for? Peace of mind. We're striving for peace of mind. And we have to give that to ourselves. And you cannot have a peaceful mind when you're offended by something. Because the mind will keep going over there and it will come up with every reason why you're right to be offended. Every reason why you're right. And it'll make absolutely sense to you. Remember, your mind is very convincing. And it will convince you that you're right. It will convince you of that. And you can live that way. Or you can choose not to live that way. This whole teaching is about learning to go through life in a completely different way than most people do. A completely different way than most people do. Now, think about it for a moment. If you gave up the idea of taking offense, if you were able to forgive quickly, think how peaceful your mind would be. Think how peaceful your mind would be. But we don't do it because that person's not forgiving. I'm not forgiving. Whatever your mind is doing to you, keeping you from that peace that you're looking for. It's all about peace of mind, people. And learning to accept yourself just the way you are at this very moment. And striving to be better all the time, you see. Striving to be better all the time. I have reached the age of 70. And I said to myself, enough is enough, Dallas. How much longer are you going to wait before you're able to take no offense. Do I want to wait another 10 years? No. I want to do it right here and right now. People think that if they wait, things will happen. No, that's not true. You must do it right here and right now. And then stick to your guns. Yes, the world and other people are going to try to pull you in their direction. They always want to convince you. That's what the world is all about. That's what this whole experience is about, is convincing you that you're not the marvelous person that you are. You see? And we give in to that. I used to give in to it constantly. I don't do that anymore. Every once in a while, yes, I fall. But I pick myself right back up again and I start over. I never throw this teaching out. If I run into a bad spot, I know that it's not going to last. And I know that I can think my way out of it. And how do I think my way out of it? By changing my thinking. By seeing it in a completely different way. So that instead of having a viewpoint, I have many points of view. I have many points to view, and all those points have something to offer. They have something to offer, and I don't have to settle on just one thing. The mind loves to settle because we think if we don't have a viewpoint, well, if you don't have a viewpoint, what kind of a person are you? You must have no backbone. You must have known this, that, and the other thing. Who made that up? Who made that up? You see? You must learn to think differently. Learn to hold yourself always in the highest of esteem. Know that you are one with this thing called God, this thing called the universe. And when you do that and you say to yourself, well, God's not taking offense, who am I then to take offense? Who am I then to take offense? You see? You cannot do that to yourself. You cannot do that to yourself. And as I said, the people in the land of Nod do it all the time, and they take it for granted, and they think that it's all right. And they walk around most of the time with hurt feelings. You see, when you take offense about something, your feelings get hurt also. Your feelings get hurt. Oh, that person hurt me. Did you hear what they said to me? You know, you're not issued a hurt gun. There's no such thing as a hurt gun. So when all this stuff is coming, you have to look at it and say, I don't have to accept that. Do you remember that old saying? What other people think about me is none of my business. What other people think about me is none of my business. Who cares what other people think? It's what you think. It's your thinking that is going to save you. It's your thinking that is going to bring the manifestation. It's not somebody else's thinking. It's your thinking. So don't take offense. And when you do take offense, forgive yourself immediately and say, oh, well, there it is again. And just keep trying. And one day you won't. One day it won't happen to you. There's no other way that it can be done. We're practicing, people. You know, that's what this whole life experience is about, is practicing. And we're practicing these principles. We're practicing them. And we would do much better if we would have grown up, I'm sure. I had a client last week, and she said her son now is 3. And he says to her every morning, Mommy, I love you. And she said, I take him to the mirror, and I say, look in the mirror, and say, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful me. Teach that child that he or she is wonderful. And we used to do that, to remember? Did you still do your mirror work? Look in the mirror and say, wonderful, wonderful me. You see? I do it. That's why I have so many mirrors in my house. I love to do it. But you have to convince yourself of that. It's you. You know, we have to raise ourselves now. And we have to forgive all those other people that tried to raise us, that did the very best they knew how to do. They were just idiots. What can I tell you? They didn't know what they were doing. And they perpetuate that. Certainly, in the land of Nod. In the land of Nod, they do that. So anyway, I listen to those people in the land of Nod, and I say, thank goodness I escaped that. Thank goodness I'm not a puppet of my conditioning. Thank goodness my mind is changing and I'm able to see things differently. I'm able to see things differently. That is all this teaching is about, is to learn to see something differently, to have a new perspective on life, a new perspective about yourself. A new perspective about yourself. We all have what's called an inner critic. And we must learn not to listen to that inner critic. And to tell that inner critic to get out of your life. You no longer need that. You no longer need that. I hear so many people say, well, my mother said this, that, and the other thing. Well, that was all well and good. Now you're 103 years old, your mother's been dead for 60 years, and you're still pulling that one? That doesn't make sense, does it? It doesn't make sense. And you don't hate those people. They just didn't know any better. But we're learning to know better. And we're learning to know ourselves better. And we know now that this mind of ours is capable of doing anything. It's capable of doing anything. And it's capable of thinking any thought it wants to think. So why would you think a thought that was bad for you? Why would you allow a thought to come into your head that doesn't heal you, bless you, or prosper you? Remember, I don't care how brilliant the person is and how big their mind may be. You can only think one thought at a time. It may appear, I hear many people, oh, I have so many thoughts going on in my head. I have so many thoughts going on. But you can only think one at a time. So why don't you pick the biggest and best thought to think about yourself? Why don't you think that? Why don't you say to yourself every day, I am worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and I matter. With that, let's do the matter dance. I matter, I matter, I really, really matter. I matter, I matter, I really, really matter. Yes! And we have to know that about ourselves. Well, that we not only matter to ourselves, but we matter to this thing called God. Each and every one of us is important to God. We're all in this together. And when we say that we live, move, and have our being in the mind of God, we're using that mind to think with. Each and every one. There's no other mind to use. So when you're using the mind of God, say to yourself, I am now able to think God thoughts after it. I am now able to to see myself in a whole new and better way. All people ever want in life is not only this thing called peace of mind. They want to know that they are loved. And you are loved. You are loved more than you can ever imagine. But you have to start convincing yourself of that. We're always looking for love outside of ourselves, or we're always looking for love in all the wrong places. So we have to start looking for love in the place that is inside of us and say to ourselves, I am a wonderful human being. I am a wonderful creation of this thing called God. And because I am a creation of God, I have the same qualities as God. And I can create my life the way I want it to be. And I can see the world and hold the world in my thoughts the way I want it to be. Instead of holding in your mind the world as the news tells you, as the media tells you. It's not going to work that way. There is a change coming, a wonderful change coming into this world. And it's coming into this world because people are raising up in consciousness. We are getting better and better with our thinking. And when we get better and better with our thinking, the world will change, because you've all known that we are the world. We're the ones that are creating this world. And we're creating this world with our thinking. So, try not to take offense about anything, because it ruins your peace of mind. It ruins your peace of mind. Years ago, before I was in this teaching, I thought that was absolutely wonderful to take offense about everything. This isn't right, that isn't right, the food isn't right. Nothing was right. Nothing was right. And I thought that made me right, because I was a critic. You know what I'm saying? And it didn't. I had no peace of mind at the time. No peace of mind. And very little understanding of anything. Very little understanding of anything. Especially about religion. And especially about this thing that I learned as a child was God. Because I thought God was outside of me someplace. And I thought surely God was punishing me. You know. And now I know better. I know that I'm one with this thing called God, and I know that I can use the mind of God. And I use the mind of God all the time now. You see, I have given up that idea that I am doing the work. I know perfectly well now that it's the Father within that doeth the work. It's the Father within you that's doing the work. When you think that you are doing anything, it's your ego mind again telling you that. It's your ego mind. Some of the most intelligent people that have been on this plane of action, and one of them was Einstein, he knew perfectly well that his math, all that math, came from somewhere else. He was just a conduit for it. He was just a conduit for it. He never was taken with himself. He never thought, I'm doing this. He knew that he had touched something, and it was coming through him. It was coming through him. And what is the one thing that I always love about Albert Einstein? Remember, he said, imagination is more important than knowledge. It's your imagination that's doing everything. So try to imagine yourself the way you want to be. Try to imagine yourself not getting offended. Try to imagine yourself always forgiving and being in a forgiving mood all the time. And see if your mind doesn't start to become peaceful. It has to become peaceful. Because the mind has to have harmony in it. And that word harmony means what? Everything is working together. Everything is working together in a harmonious way. How many people go to the symphony orchestra and hear this symphony? If all those people played without a conductor, there would be no harmony going on whatsoever. No harmony going on whatsoever. And you can compare that orchestra with your own mind. When things are out of place, there's no harmony going on in there. When you are offended by something, when you get upset because things are not going the way you want them to, there's no harmony in thinking going on. And how many times have you heard people, or maybe said this yourself, "Oh, I'm so upset, I just can't think." Well, you're upset because there's no harmony going on in there. There's no harmony. Find harmony for yourself. Find peace of mind. Give up those ideas that you've learned where you have to take offense about something. Where you say to yourself, and I grew up in a family, my mother's famous words were, "Well, I will forgive, but I'll never forget." That's from the land of Nod, you know. That's what they say in the land of Nod. We don't want to do that. You know, I have been training myself to forget almost everything. To forget almost everything, it's not important. I have no idea what the morning was like. I lived that. It's over. It's done with. I don't have to. So, what did you do this morning? I go, I don't remember. I don't remember what I did this morning. I really, truly don't. It's not important. It is not important. What is important is peace of mind, is harmony. And we find that by not taking offense. We find that by learning to forgive. We learn that by holding ourselves in the highest of esteem, always knowing that we are the beloved in whom this thing called God is well pleased. And it's wonderful. And so are you, and so am I. And there ends the lesson. Thank you.